What's up, everybody? Oh my goodness. Hunter Biden. Can we talk about Hunter Biden? We're going to talk about Hunter Biden, illegals, the people crossing over to the border, and big bank take little bank. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me. My name is Will Johnson. My website is uniteamericafirst.com. That is uniteamericafirst.com. Let's talk about Hunter Biden. You know, before when the Hunter Biden story first broke out back in, I think it was, 2019, when they were kind of talking about it then, 2020, they were talking about the Hunter Biden laptop, and they were all saying it was
Russia.
It was Russian propaganda. Every last one of them. Well, now all the leftist liberal media that was saying that, none of them are saying that today. None of them are saying, I take it back. There's a few that's still saying it's Russian propaganda, knowing good and well it's not Russian propaganda, and it's all been proven. For the ones that are not even saying that it's Russian propaganda, they don't even want to talk about it at all. They don't want to say anything about it. Well, now, breaking today, you have Hunter Biden in court because of an illegitimate child that he was trying to deny. I think this makes number seven, right, Shannon? I think this makes number seven. Let me put it this way. Seven that we know about. Right? It's probably more than that.
Well, they have seven grandkids. I think that
I'm just saying it's probably seven that we know about. He's probably been all the trips that he made overseas, all of this reporting with the SARS reports where he was, buying, extra activities with his money, with his funds, while he was overseas with daddy. Right? So now they're coming out and they're saying that they have the proof that Joe Biden lawyers are actually intimidating witnesses. What? Do you think anything's going to happen about this? Do you think anything is going to happen? Now, the Republicans, they've been doing their job. They're on their J-O-B when it comes to this. And all the liberal media just saying it's just a witch hunt, just a witch hunt. Like
Russia.
That wasn't a witch hunt, right? But this is. Russia, which was totally fake. The left said that was not a witch hunt, but this is the Hunter Biden. Well, it's all true. Joe Biden and the Biden crime family is nothing but criminals. Biden, hence the Biden crime family. But they're trying to cover it up. The liberal media don't want to talk about it. They rather talk about, how to disarm you, the American people, how to come after you, the American people that's doing the right thing, that's been doing the right thing. But let me get into this first clip, and this is for content purposes only, for I can, do commentary. Listen to this, because they're on here talking about Hunter Biden and all of the criminal activity that's been going on and information coming out. The lawyers, really? Listen to this.
How will this play into your investigation into Hunter Biden and his business dealings with his father?
Well, this has the potential to be very helpful. There are two things in particular I'm interested in determining from this court case. First of all, what, in fact, is his income from his artwork? Remember, he became an artist after his father became president. That was after the gig was up on all the influence peddling and the LLCs had been determined when we began our investigation. And started questioning and subpoenaing bank records. So he shifted his primary source of income to supposedly selling art. We want to know how much money he's made from the artwork and who the buyers are. That's the most important part. Who the buyers of this artwork are. We fear they're the same ones that were laundering the money into the LLCs, particularly the Chinese Communist Party.
China.
Secondly, we want to know if Hunter Biden has any offshore accounts because we're learning more every day about the complex scheme that the Biden family had to try to disguise the source of their revenue and to try to distract from the IRS the tax liability on their influence peddling scheme. So I think this court case has a lot of potential to help assist us in our investigation.
Okay, very interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. You know, Hunter Biden became an artiste. He became an artiste. Paint the brush. After the criminal activity came to light. Oh, I know. I can just say I'm an artiste and I can sell these hideous pictures, these hideous paintings for thousands and thousands of dollars. So then there it is right there. That's where the money came from because I did these pictures. Money laundering. That's exactly what it was.
China.
Who's doing it?
China. China.
Right? Who's doing it? Now, all this information coming out, and then you have the Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family lawyers actually going after witnesses. They're intimidating them. They're trying to shut them up. And Congress knows about this. The Democrats know what's happening, but they don't say anything. The Democrats are okay with the lawyers intimidating witnesses because it goes against the Biden crime family. Even though Biden's numbers are like so low in the polls that the Democrats don't even want Joe Biden, but they still protect him as much as possible. They will still protect him. Demons will protect demons. That's just the way it is. You commit all these crimes, you'll be protected as long as you have a D next to your name. Watch this one. Here's a take two of this interview where they're talking about Hunter Biden's and the Biden crime family's lawyers intimidating witnesses.
Jonathan Turley suggests that this is backfiring. Listen.
Karma is a tough thing. They really, I think, overplayed their hand here. His own counsel went into this Arkansas court and tried once again to suggest that, well, maybe this isn't his laptop. And the judge jumped all over him and said, wait, hold it. You're his lawyer. Is it his laptop or not? And the guy backpedaled.
Really interesting analysis there. You, over the weekend, made some pretty explosive claims, Mr. Chairman, about Hunter's lawyers, to which Jonathan Turley was just referencing there, that lawyers for the president's son are intimidating possible witnesses and whistleblowers. Obviously, that's not something you're sharing publicly, but do you have hard evidence of that?
In communication with our witnesses and with people who are cooperating from a subpoena standpoint, we know that they've been contacted by the attorneys for Hunter Biden. We feel that this is really close to crossing the line. Obviously, their objective, in my opinion, is witness intimidation. This will not stand. We're going to continue to press forward. This subpoena authority that I have has proven very fruitful. We have bank records. We have access to all the bank violations in the Treasury cabinet. And now we have whistleblowers who are coming forward.
Are you standing by witness intimidation? The witnesses and the whistleblowers are being intimidated by the president's son's lawyers. You stand by that and you say you have evidence of that?
You know what? Anytime you have them interfering, trying to cover up information, that is not only witness intimidation, but they've also done evidence tampering. Not in this particular case, but to give you an example, you remember the 30,000 emails that were deleted? You remember the BlackBerries that met their time with the hammer? Remember? All that information was subpoenaed and was destroyed and nothing ever happened because of it. They don't care.
Well, they tried to hide the fact that the Biden laptop was real. That.
And then at the same time, Joe Biden did an executive order when he walked through the doors of the White House to prevent Congress from looking at the SARS reports. He did an executive order. Thank God we had a judge to reverse that. But he actually hid that information so no one would see the crimes that they were doing.
It depends on your definition of intimidation. If you get a call from the lawyers and they remind you of your potential liability in some of these business schemes, then yes, I would consider that witness intimidation.
So why for so many who have seen this for years, these investigations playing out, why wouldn't you show the goods from that? Why wouldn't you get protection for those witnesses, get protection from those whistleblowers? Can Congress do that so that you can come forward with this evidence?
No, but we're going to ask for immunity for some moving forward. I think that's going to be the next
step. That's a big deal.
That we take. That is a big deal. And hopefully the...
Now, listen who he wants to get to do the immunity for these whistleblowers, for these witnesses. And automatically, I can tell you right now that the person that needs to sign off on this is not going to. So that's going to be more intimidation against the witnesses.
Hopefully the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, will grant immunity to these people. This is a
right there. Merrick Garland, not going to. Merrick Garland will say it's not justified. They can attack these witnesses all that they want because they're coming after him. I'm willing to bet he's not going to reverse any of it.
Major investigation. We plan on within the next 7 to 10 days having a public press conference to give the press and the American people the facts, what we have uncovered thus far, and then we'll take it to the next step. I know there are many people that are coming forward now. We've seen this with the IRS whistleblower. I think you're going to see a few more.
Yeah, we're going to see a few more.
So, of course, Garland's the only person they have, where in their chain that can offer witness protection, but you know what? We know it's not going to happen. These people
I would be highly surprised if Garland actually did allow these witnesses to have protection. I would be highly surprised.
Yeah. Basically, these people are going to just have to say, you know what, for the greater good, I'm coming out. And hopefully there's enough of them. It sounds like that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get enough of them so there's confidence in numbers. You know, if we all do it, they can't get us all, right?
Yeah.
Just one or two, it's different.
That's kind of like, but I'm wondering, like, how come the FBI, all of those in the FBI haven't come together and just, say, you know what, let's arrest these people in the higher up
that's been doing all this criminal
activity.
I don't think they know.
I mean, it's all the ones on the seventh floor. Just everybody down on the lower levels just all come together and they'll go arrest them. They say, what are you doing? You can't do this. Yes, we can. We took an oath that gives us the right to come arrest you and put all of them in jail. Throw away the key. Maybe not throw away the key, but we don't want to do like them, right? And that's our problem. We never do like them. We never do like them. That's the reason why they keep coming out and doing all this horrible stuff. Now, let's talk about dark money. Dark money. There's two things with this dark money, right? Well, with money in America. And there's the bank system that collapsed, right? This is the First Republic Bank. It collapsed. And I have information I want to share with you tonight about that actually show the corruption that the left, and it's not even just the left in this case, you have both Republicans and Democrats taking advantage of the bank collapsing in this country. Who would do such a thing? Who would do such a thing? But before that, dark money. The Democrats got caught using dark money, and the Democrats all kept complaining with President Trump. You know, he's taking money from all these donors and we don't know who they are. And President Trump is doing this and doing that. Well, listen to this. This is part three of this clip talking about dark money. The left, the Democrats, this federal government. The federal government is no longer for the people. It is a crime organization.
You also are claiming that Democrat officials in Congress are bankrolling dark money groups to throw off this probe, you said. You said that Democrat-leaning lawyers are pressuring banks that are cooperating with the congressional investigation.
Listen to that. They're pressuring banks, right? Pressuring banks. So I'm just kind of curious. I don't know. It just made me thinking. It's just, me thinking out loud here. Is it possible, just possible, that First Republic Bank was maybe being pressured? Maybe some of these other smaller banks that they never even mentioned, maybe they were being pressured. They did not comply. And then, bam, I'm just thinking out loud here. Maybe not the case, but I'm entitled to think out loud.
You have not given any examples of that. Can you do so right now?
We will in time, but the message is sent loud and clear that this legal team needs to be very careful moving forward. They have dark money groups that are trying to intimidate both me and Chairman Jim Jordan of Judiciary. This isn't helping their cause any. They're not intimidating us. We're going to press forward with the facts.
Wait a minute. So you actually have these organizations trying to intimidate members of Congress to go along with the Biden crime family to hide this information. Is anybody else seeing a problem with this? Of course, the liberal media, oh, this is just a witch hunt.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Like Russia was, right? But Russia wasn't, according to them.
This is crazy, though, because he says specifically that these banks are going after him and Jim Jordan.
That's what I said. They're going after members of Congress. And the liberal media, all of the left, are not even acknowledging.
I mean, the boldness and the arrogance and the confidence. I am like blown away. But I don't take this clip lightly at all.
Not at all.
This is scary.
It is, because
when they say dark money, it's dark.
Yeah, this means that the left, they can go after, they will go after anybody they see that's in their way. Anybody.
And present the facts to the American people, and then we'll go from there. But, you know, I'm seeing a lot of things out of the Biden attorneys, this level of arrogance. They believe because they've represented both Republicans and Democrats in times of need that they can come in and, you know, someone like me is just going to bow down and let them get away with what they've always gotten away with. And that's not the case. I don't care.
Let me say this. You know what? In the past, it's always been when these groups, these organizations would go after Republicans. Typically, what would happen, the Republicans would back away. They would back down. They would tuck their tail between their legs and they would run, or they would bend over for the Democrats. Typically, that's exactly what happened in the past. So Jim Jordan and this young man, they're not playing by the rules the Democrats want them to play by. They're actually doing the right thing. The Democrats and criminals don't play by the same rules. If the rules were reversed, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. But in this case, they're seeking the truth. The Democrats don't want you to know the truth. And like I said, if the roles were reversed, we wouldn't even be talking about this story. It wouldn't even be here. Because imagine, the past 2 years, the Democrats never said anything about it. They swept it under the rug. And now you got Republicans that are talking about it. And you got the establishment coming after these Republicans. I want them to stay strong. I want them to release the truth. I want them to expose the corruption. I really do.
We're trying to present the American people with the facts. We're getting evidence in every day. We're gaining the confidence of potential whistleblowers every day. And I think that in the coming days and weeks, that a lot of information is going to come forward that's going to tell a very compelling story to the American people about the extent of this family's influence peddling.
Yeah, this family's input peddling, right? Right, 100%. And it's still going through the back of my mind that they're trying to coerce banks not to cooperate. They're trying to coerce banks to lie. What?
Well, we don't know exactly what they're
I know. I'm just saying, we don't know. Yeah. But right. I mean, it's just the point. He brought it up, right? Saying that they're going after banks. Even.
I mean, they're using their power of the pocketbook. Yeah,
they're using their power against.
So when
Biden
gets up there and he says, you know, he can't control the Federal Reserve and stuff like that, that's a bunch of bull.
Actually, Congress gave the Federal Reserve powers to make decisions over fund over our currency in the United States of America.
Yeah, and
they did it years ago. And they were not supposed to do that, but for some reason, some idiots decided it was a good idea at some point, and they did it. And President Trump was on a very verge of reversing that. That's another reason why they had to get rid of him. Another reason. Now you have the banks in the United States of America. I told people when the first set of banks collapsed, there was going to be issues. I didn't know which bank. I'm not a banker. I'm not a CPA. I'm not a bank teller, right? I'm not anything. I have the only thing I do at the bank is go see if I have anything in there. And I don't have nothing in there. But these people that's committing these crimes, they're causing the banking system to crash in the United States of America. They're causing it to crash. You had a bank in California, San Francisco. You had a bank in Nazi New York. Both of them collapsed. The federal government stepped in, and then Joe Biden and Karine Jean-Pierre said, well, no tax dollars were used to bail them out. Well, how were they bailed out then? How were they bailed out? The money just popped out of nowhere? Oh, yeah, we'll just get this money from nowhere, and we'll just put it here. You're okay. But they never talk about the other 14 banks that collapsed at the same time. But now we have First Republic Bank. It collapsed. Now, you know, the biggest thing about all of this is that when First Republic Bank was about to collapse, a group of politicians, I don't even know the exact number, but we have proof of a few, and hopefully we can put it on the screen. We have the proof of a few Republicans and Democrats sold their stocks, their shares in the First Republic Bank. You understand what I'm telling you? Before it collapsed, they sold their shares. How did they get wind that it was going to collapse? Well, we're talking about members in Congress. They sold the shares. And then guess what? After they sold their shares in the First Republic Bank, after they sold the shares, guess what they did? They went and bought shares in J.P. Morgan Chase, the very same bank that bought First Republic Bank. You can't make this stuff up. Now, if I were to do that and you were to do that, they would be putting us in jail right now because of insider trading. How did you know that this bank was going to collapse and for you to sell your shares? And how did you know this bank was going to purchase that bank and they get the shares and you buy the shares? How did you know that? But see, when Congress does this corruption, there's no repercussion. So if you ever want to be able to beat the system, cheat the system, get insider trading and not go to jail, become a politician. Republicans and Democrats took advantage of it. Look at this video with Karine Jean-Pierre from today. Today, where someone in the press corps was asking Karine Jean-Pierre this very question about politicians making money off of the bank collapsing. You know what she does? She doesn't even address it. She talks about what we're trying to do. She doesn't even address it. Listen to this.
On the banking issue, I'm wondering what the president's message is to members of Congress who might see the current banking shakeup or future banking troubles as an opportunity to make a buck. Because, for instance, we've already seen some members of Congress.
Did you see the expression on her face? I'm sorry. Did y'all see the expression on her face? Let me take it back.
I did.
Look, I want y'all to pay attention. Because she's like, what? Oh, my goodness. You're not. You know what it is? This was not sent to us in advance because we would have rejected this question. Watch, look at the expression on her face. And this is the last question that she takes because after this, she's done. She walks away because this, whoever this reporter is, he just let the cat out the bag. Listen.
Banking troubles as an opportunity to make a buck. Because, for instance, we've already seen some members of Congress who have had what seems like particularly good luck offloading.
Particularly good luck, he says. You hear him? They have particularly good luck. We all know what it is. Anyone that has two brain cells functioning and not social distancing from one another, everyone knows what it is. Listen.
Shares of First Republic Bank and turning around and buying shares of J.P. Morgan.
He just asked a question about these politicians getting lucky. They sell their shares in First Republic Bank, and then they buy shares in J.P. Morgan right before they purchased them. Now, listen to, because the way she should address it is say, you know what? Insider trading is illegal, and no one should be doing that. Right. And if there is, if that is actually happening, then we should really address that. But listen how she addressed his question about the insider trading by politicians.
I'm not going to speak directly to that. I have not seen those reports. I get what you're saying.
Wow.
What we will continue to say is that.
Right. Because it's not in my notes. So then she's going to go way off in the tantrum about what they're wanting to do to prevent the banking from collapsing.
The
banking system. Listen,
the president is going to make sure that it's not the taxpayers that have to pay for this or lose on this. We want to make sure that they're protected.
Really?
Depositors, families, small businesses. We've been very clear. It does not protect investors. First Republic shareholders and bondholders will lose their entire investments.
What about these politicians that sold their stocks and then bought them in J.P. Morgan? She's not going to address it. I want y'all to listen to this because it's really important. Listen.
That's what the president has directed his economic team to do. FDIC runs this process, and I'm just going to leave it there. But the president has been really, really clear. No taxpayer money is being used to cover cost for this resolution, and he wants to make sure that they are protected and that the mismanagement of these banks, like, for example, First Republic, is being held accountable. And so that's our focus right now. I'm just not going to speak to any kind of hypotheticals that you're laying out.
But it's not hypothetical. That's just the point. You see that? She would dance all around his question, never even addressing his question. But then when she get back to his question, I'm not going to speak to any hypotheticals. It's not a hypothetical. To give you another example, Nancy Pelosi's husband did the exact same thing when they brought in this chip manufacturer. Brought in the chip manufacturer. Nancy Pelosi's husband, how did he know to buy $5 million in stock into the chip manufacturing before it got passed? How did he know to do that? Insider trading. Again, if you want to do insider trading and not go to jail, become a politician. Apparently, it's legal for them to do it.
It's interesting how Silicon Bank, they bailed them out beyond the 250,000, right? Those people, it wasn't just
because they had people from
China.
They had people from
China. Millions and billions of dollars.
Right, because they had people from
China.
They had accounts there.
China.
Right? And they don't even talk about it. And then a whole bunch of, like, to my understanding, Nancy Pelosi and a whole bunch of other Democrats. Sorry, continue. Were you going to say something else?
That's fine. No, go ahead. Let's play the rest of this.
Okay. Listen to the rest of this. Now, because the reporter's going to ask another question here. Reporter's going to ask, bring it right back, right? And she's going to ignore it, and she's going to be so frustrated, she's just going to be like, I'm done. Watch.
For me, it's been very clear when it comes to the wealthy that they should pay their fair share, that they should not skirt.
Y'all hear that? Don't you always talk about the wealthy needing to pay their fair share? Aren't you always saying that? That's such an awesome clip, and she doesn't like it. She does not like it. Here, hold on. I want to make sure y'all hear that because it's really quick. Because the first time I heard this, it skipped by me. Listen.
That you're laying out for me.
It's been very clear when it comes to the wealthy that they should pay their fair share, that they should not skirt, tax law. Is there a need for the president to go to wealthy lawmakers and say, if you have access to new information that maybe the public doesn't, perhaps you should take a step back?
Look, what I've been very clear about is what the president wants to make sure, that we protect taxpayers and that investors have to make sure that, you know, that they are held accountable. And that's what the president is going to continue to say. Of course, the president has always said, even with his environment in economic policy, that we need to make sure that we look out for the little guy. This is why we don't believe in trickle-down economy. This is why we believe in building an economy from the bottom up, middle out. That is what you see in every economic policy that the president has put forth, legislation that he's put forth that has been historic and has led to that type of economy where we do not leave anyone behind. And that is our focus. Thank you.
Karine, you
want to
say anything about it being Eve today?
She's not saying much of anything. And now here she go. She walks away because she don't want to take any more questions related to that.
And you know what? They still haven't held Silicon Valley Bank accountable for anything.
No.
They said they were, but the rumors are they're not doing anything.
No, they're not going to. They're going to leave it like
that. They bailed out
is.
The rich.
Yep.
and stepped away.
And you know what? I'm glad, kudos to that reporter bringing up the whole fact that they talk about, you know, the wealthy paying their fair share. They're always saying that, but then here's the wealthy getting more wealthy off the backs of people that's losing their wealth, but and they don't say anything. And we do you have the article where we can show this on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you make it big so people can see it. Okay, make sure you make it big so people can see this. Yeah, look at this. This is the article. What is this?
So this is John Curtis of Utah. He is one of the congressmen that sold up to 15,000 in First Republican Bank shares amid them being, in trouble. And
so he sold the shares off, and then he bought shares in J.P. Morgan.
Yes, he did.
Oh, come on.
And so did Lois Frankel of New York. She did the same thing. I'm sorry, all these pop-ups are happening. Can I see if a picture of her?
Is it going to show a picture?
Yeah, a lot of these. Yep, right here.
Right here. So she did the exact same thing.
She
sold off her shares.
And these are the two we know about. So I'm sure there's more out there. And the fact that she just totally ignored the question, it's ridiculous. Probably because a Democrat was involved. If a Republican was there, if it was only Republicans, she would have chastised them at the podium. But that's how it goes.
Yeah. And the first guy was Republican. She's a Democrat. And these are just the ones we know about. So there's probably going to be more coming out. How did they know to sell their shares off? I mean, how did they know to do that? And then go buy J.P. Morgan? I mean, is it, again, if you're a politician and you want to do criminal activity, insider trading, it's okay. I mean, is anyone going to, is anyone going to ask a question? What were y'all doing? What made you do this? This is wild to me.
The big stories, if everybody would please like, share these stories. This is all breaking news. Well, this is huge news today.
It is. This is a really, but you know what? Most people will never know unless people hit that share button. Most people never know about this information. And then when you talk to other people, and the only reason why you know about it, because I shared it with you, right? Most people, you'd be surprised. People don't know. And that's why I'm constantly asking people to hit the share button. No matter how you are watching this, if you're watching on a Rumble, there is a share button. Same thing on YouTube. There is a share button. Facebook, there is a share button. People don't know. You get all this information and you know it, but people that need to know it, they don't ever get it because people don't hit the share button that should be hitting the share button. Now, there's some people that be like, yes, I'm sharing it because people need to know. But the people that don't, that should be, they know who they are. They knew who they are. They just, for some reason, I guess they don't want people to know. I don't know. I don't understand it. Okay. Did we get anyone to hit us with any stars? Super chats?
Yes, we did. We got some blessings.
Can we go split screen on this here? Yep. Let's go split screen on that. Okay. Now we're getting ready to get to this point where we're going to talk about some other juicy stuff. But, you know, we're going to do it on the Rumble channel. So I'm going to ask you to come over to the Rumble channel. But before we do, let's say thank you to the people who bless us to keep us going,
Yeah, Michelle. Tina.
Thank you, Michelle and Tina.
Chad and Kathy.
Thank you so much.
Sherry and Lynn. And Chuck. And then on YouTube, you have Betty Boop 2020.
Oh, Betty Boop. Betty, I haven't seen Betty Boop in a while.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Betty. I really do appreciate it. Yeah,
we see you.
Okay, so let's make this full screen so everyone can see it. Make sure everyone can see it. And let me ask this. If anyone has gone to UAF.media, the way you see it down there, and you can go there and you can click on, just scroll down just a little bit and click on, say, it says watch me on Rumble. Leave me a chat once you come over to Rumble and say, and let me know, say, yes, Will, I looked at UAF.media and I want to know what you think about it, because to me, it looks really, really, really good. So I'm highly interested in getting your point of view. let me know for everyone that goes over to UAF.media and then click on the Rumble and it'll bring you right to it. Let me know what you think about the UAF Media site because it shows you all the locations where I go live and stuff I put content. Okay, so about 30 seconds from now, we will be exclusively on Rumble and I'm going to share some stuff with you that I cannot share with you on Facebook and YouTube because for free speech issues. All right, we're going to do it now. We're going to do it now. All right, so jump on over, everybody. Okay, we're going to give it just a couple minutes.
And for
minutes
those here. That aren't moving over, thanks for tuning in and we'll see you tomorrow night, same time.
Yep, 7 p.m., set a mobile alert. All right, we're moving over now. Okay. I think we're... Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Yep.
Man, something must be in the air because it's like my nose is just itching. I don't know what it is.
Okay, it's hitting you now too?
Itching. No, I'm just talking.
Oh, stop. I think you're making fun of me because I'm having like an allergy attack over here today. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Okay. Let me get to this first one that I want to play for you. And actually,
I just want to say BG. I just totally got that wrong. Clan just said he came over from fascist book. And then you have Trucks that came from YouTube to Rumble.
Okay, and Truth and Comedy says the UAF Media site is great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. My producer. So I have to admit something. The first time I set it up, the first time it was set up, I did it. And a lot of people were like, I don't know.
I don't like it.
I don't know. My producers kept going, I don't like it. And kind of hurt my feelings. No, it but didn't. Anyways. And so she did it. She said, I'm telling you, for everyone who's never been there, UAF.media, bookmark it. Bookmark it. Right? You know how to, if you don't know how to bookmark it on your mobile device, ask somebody or just Google it. You know, go to YouTube. How to bookmark something on my Android or how to bookmark something on my iPhone. There's videos, super geeks out there all day long will show you step for step on how to doing it. UAF.media, bookmark that page.
And also go ahead.
My producer did a phenomenal job on it. I mean, it's so easy to maneuver in it now. A caveman can do it.
Yeah, and go ahead and hit the thumbs up. We have 220 watching and we have 58 thumbs up.
Okay. Yep. You have to hit the thumbs up because it helps out with the algorithms.
And if you want to share, to support the channel, go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate. And if you look under the video, we have all the ways you can donate under the video.
Yep. Absolutely. And let me say this before we go, before we get into the meat of this, I want to tell you about a sponsor for this broadcast. Okay, I want to tell you about a particular sponsor. I have a couple of them, but I want to tell you about one before we get into this. And this is something that I've been really kind of taking advantage of myself because I'm so tired of these woke companies. I'm so sick of these woke companies taking advantage of us, like Walmart. You see how Walmart's getting raided and all that, and Target and all of them. Well, there's other services that's you know want to take advantage of the American people, and they all went woke. Well, now there's something called Mammoth Nation. Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. What better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its people? Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned and operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates and causes. You know, because the left, they have all of these stuff that's, you know, supporting the causes of the woke left. We need conservatives doing this, and this is something that we can do it together. Just to name some of the few things that you can take advantage of on the site: hotel, training gear, beef and wine, women's fashion, and men's apparel, dog treats, gun accessories. Now, y'all need to, I'm telling y'all that when the government tells you don't buy an AR-15, it's time to buy an AR-15. And they have so much more. Visit mammothnation.com and use promo code WILL to get a 30% discount on your membership. Okay, use promo code WHEEL to get a 30% discount on your membership today. Or I made it easy. You can just click the link in the description below. Okay, I made it really easy. In the description of this video, right here on Rumble, you can click on that link. Okay, do it now. Do it now.
Yeah, and that makes your first year $20 for the entire year. You can make that back with one simple purchase.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it comes right back to you. So it's really awesome. Conservatives, isn't that what we've been looking for?
And the link is below the video. Yeah,
What we've been looking for? I think so. That's why I'm so excited about it. And you know how I found about it? They didn't reach out to me. I saw it because TikTok banned them. TikTok banned them because they were pushing conservatism. I'm like, what? What? And what? I said, oh, I like him. I like him already. I like him a lot. I like him a lot. If TikTok is banning him because they're pushing conservatives, I like him. Okay, let's talk about this insanity, this craziness. I did a short video last night. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning. It was really late. And I only showed pictures. I only showed pictures because I know how the left will do. And a lot of them, they take these videos and like, oh my goodness, this is the video that will give the conservatives and the Christians exactly what they need to prove how evil they are. Facebook and YouTube, they really don't like it. But YouTube, you know, I probably could put it on YouTube because YouTube, they've really hindered my channel like no tomorrow. But anyways, here's this video. Look at this video. This is a demonic Satanist. She's straight up a Satanist. She has a Bible in her hand and she's ripping the pages of the Bible out. Now, this was right before some satanic ritual that they were doing, ripping the pages out of the Bible, throwing them onto the floor. She also, I don't know if she did, but it has been reported that they also was ripping up a blue Lives Matter, right? The thin blue line, police representing police officers. They also ripped that flag up as well. What I want y'all to pay attention to is how these demonic demons sound. I played this on our LFA broadcast earlier, but I want y'all to listen to it. And many of y'all probably already seen this because it's pretty much has gone viral. Listen. And right there, do y'all see it? There's the blue line right there representing police officers. I actually retweeted this video on Twitter and I put in the comment. Now, can we get her to do the same thing with the Quran? And I had some Muslims get upset with me because I said that. The Muslims said, don't bring us into this. I said, and what I said, can we get her to do this with the Quran? And I said, they probably won't do this with the Quran because why would Satan have his people destroying his book? And the Muslims got upset with me saying, don't bring us into this. And they said, the Muslim that responded said, the reason why they don't do this to us is because they know that we will retaliate. He said, you Christians, you don't retaliate. And the reason why you can get off the screen, the reason why Christians don't retaliate, because we know that God will handle them. They're going to get theirs. We don't have to. We don't have to go out and be violent against these people because we know that our God, the true living God of the Bible, is strong. Is strong to get these people. They're going to be dealt with. We don't have to go out and be violent towards them. Now, it's a difference if they come to you and they're trying to, you know, your property, trying to bring bodily harm to you. That's completely different. But just because they did that, God is going to deal with them. God will handle them. 100%. Okay. Let's go to this next one here. This next one that I have for you, if I can get it to go here. This next one. These people on the left, they're so evil. You know, they're coming after our children. And they don't care that you know that they're coming after our children. And they're actually making it and wanting you to believe that something is wrong with you if you speak up for your child. Let me give you an example here. If you speak up for your child because they're trying to push puberty blockers onto your children and you say no to that, they want you, the parent, to feel like you're being hateful because some other sick, perverted adult is trying to convince your child to go on puberty blockers. You being a parent saying no to that, they're literally trying to say that you're being hateful for saying no for your child. Listen to this with Chuck Not Todd, right? On Meet the Press. Listen to what he says, or listen to how do you say his name? Rasby? I can't even pronounce his name. Not that I'm great with pronouncing names, but listen to what he says, because he's on here talking to him and he lays it out and he doesn't like it. But listen.
Part of why parents now suddenly feel that way, let's ask ourselves that, Chuck, is we've created a culture that teaches parents that they're being bigoted or that they're bad people if they don't actually take those steps. So part of what I think is, listen, gender dysphoria for the rare few people who have suffered it is a condition of suffering. My question is, why on earth are we going out of our way to create even more of it? And there's no doubt that the cultural movement in this country, even education, is creating more gender dysphoria. If it's a condition of suffering, let's not create more of it. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, but you know what? That's what they want to do. Ransway, right? Is that how you say his name? Ransway. They want to create the condition. They don't want people to believe that it's a mental issue. They're wanting everyone to believe that these people with these mental issues, that's normal, because we're living in the days of the Antichrist spirit alive and well on the planet. Now, this next one, where you had Chuck Todd wanting to argue with the science. Science has proven that there's only two, male and female, XX and XY. But he wants people to believe that it's not just that. I'm telling you, that's where the mental illness comes from. This dude, Chuck Todd, is suffering from the mental illness. And then on top of that, when you have Rasmussen literally say, he literally says that they're being castrated, mutilated, right? These children being put on puberty blockers. Chuck Todd doesn't like that. He's basically saying, you don't have to say it like that, right? Because it's truly that bad. Listen, watch this.
But below the age of 18, I think it's perfectly legitimate to say that we won't allow genital mutilation or chemical castration through puberty blockers
for the purpose of gender transition. But how do you know it's that? Again,
you hear him? But you're calling it that. How do you know it's that? Because that's exactly what it is. You're calling it that, but how do you know it's that? And see, the thing with Chuck Todd, he wants everyone to believe that he knows what's best, and he knows better than anybody. Okay, I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna go back again, but this time I'm just gonna let it go.
How do you know it's that? Again, how do you know? Are you confident that you know that gender is as binary as you're describing it? Are you confident that it isn't a spectrum?
I am.
Do you know this as a scientist?
Well, there's two X chromosomes. If you're a woman, an X and a Y, that means you're a man.
There's a lot of scientific research out there. There's a lot of scientific research out there that says gender is a spectrum.
Chuck, I respectfully disagree. Gender dysphoria for most of our history, all the way through the DSM-5, has been characterized as a mental health disorder. And I don't think it's compassionate to affirm that. I think that's cruelty. When a kid is crying out for help, what they're asking for is, you got to ask the question of what else is going wrong at home? What else is going wrong at school? Let's be compassionate and get to the heart of that, rather than playing this game as though we're actually changing our medical understanding for the last 100 years.
I go back to this. If a parent is dealing with a child that has these, that may have these issues, trust me, the parent, the last thing they want to do is consider something like this. But if that is what they think could help their child pursue happiness or they're not to kill themselves, why take away that option? Again, why shouldn't it be up to the parents?
Let me stop it. I'm sorry. Let me stop it. He literally said that the parents are doing this for the child's happiness. The child would not have a clue about any of this perversion unless it was a sick adult pushing it. The children don't have any idea about that. And children don't need to be taught this perversion. They don't need to know about the perversion. They don't need to know about it. But these sick individuals are pushing this crap. And then you have parents taking them to the Dragon Queen events. Right? The sick adults taking them to that. The sick parents convincing. There's this guy on TikTok. I don't have TikTok, but they take small clips and they put it on Twitter. And what was happening is that this man on TikTok took his son and was transitioning his son into a little girl. And it was getting millions upon millions of views on TikTok. And TikTok loves it because it's happening here in America and they're okay with it. It's total perversion. That man should go to prison for doing it. That's seriously, he should go to prison for doing that child that way.
So part of why parents now suddenly feel that way, let's ask ourselves that, Chuck, is we've created a culture that teaches parents that they're being bigoted or that they're bad people if they don't actually take those steps. So part of what I think is, listen, gender dysphoria for the rare few people who have suffered it is a condition of suffering.
Yeah. So we played that earlier. I mean, come on. You can take it off the screen. Now, I want to go to this next one because this mental issue about them pushing the whole trans stuff has gone into our federal government. It's gone into the local government, the state level, which they should never be pushing this crap on the children. And trying to transition a child has nothing to do with running the country, has nothing to do with policies that's going to help people, nothing. This is, again, nothing but sick perversion from these people pushing this crap. And again, it is because of the spirit of the Antichrist. And you know, every time I say that, some people go, well, who is the Antichrist? You know what? It's not important who the Antichrist is. What's important is the spirit of the Antichrist has affected so many people. For example, some people say Obama is the Antichrist. No, no, and no. If you read the Bible, it's clear that the Antichrist will come out of the European Union. Obama's not the Antichrist. Does Obama have the Antichrist spirit in him? Absolutely. Absolutely. Does Joe Biden have the Antichrist spirit in him? Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, right? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, yes, they have the spirit of the Antichrist in them. Just like this lady right here. This lady right here, she has the spirit of the Antichrist in her. And I hate when they do this. They try to equate the LGBT elemental plus pedophilia. That's what the P stands for. They're trying to equate it to being black, being someone's color. Which the two has nothing to do with one another. Their perversion is their perversion. Has nothing to do with color.
These types of laws have been used to ban drag shows, to target individuals who use the restroom of the sex that they identify with, a public restroom.
You hear this? So they're saying that they're being attacked. Well, what about the biological girl with these sick, perverted men in there attacking them? You notice she doesn't say anything about that. What about the men? What about the women and little girls in the locker room and a grown man exposing himself to these women, to these girls? Wouldn't you call that a form of indecency, right? It's indecency when you call it a form of an attack. But they don't ever talk about that. They want you to be abused. If you're a biological woman and you watching me right now, this demonic woman that you see right here, she wants you to be put in harm's way by some perverted, sick man acting, trying to pretend to be a woman, going into your restroom with you.
To charge them with felony charges. I am very concerned about the attacks against the transgender community that are happening across the country. When I initially read this bill, it did not even come to mind, for me either, as an advocate. But as I've looked at the bills and as I've talked to my colleagues who are fighting these types of bills across the country, it's very clear to me that the language is very much mirrored.
Listen.
In some of the laws that have been used to target members of our community because of who they are.
What? And she's talking about the Black community. It's not the same thing. It is not. And they constantly do that. They try to say that, oh my goodness, people living a sodomy lifestyle going through the same struggle. No, they're not. You have five baseball players, one Black, one white, one Asian, one Hispanic, and one Indian. Which one's gay? You don't know. But I can tell you which one's Black, white, Mexican, Asian, and Indian. I can tell you that. But I can't tell you which one's gay unless they tell you. Unless they bring it out. You don't know. It is not the same struggle. It is not. All right. I got one more I want to squeeze out here before we bounce. Look at this. This is from Rebel News. Again, transgender is not just this transgender crap. Is not just in the United States of America. It's happening planet wide. That's why I'm constantly telling people it is the spirit of the Antichrist. This transgender crap is from the pits of hell.
What rights is it exactly you want from council that you don't have at the moment? Are there specific rights? Why are you still wearing a mask? Is it the right to have story time for children ages 1 to 6? Is that the right you really, that's the hill you're going to die on? To have sexualized story time with little children? What are you guys fighting for? What rights in council are you lacking? Your sign says drag queens are welcome, and that's fine, yeah. But why are they welcome to kids of ages 1 to 6? Are you a ratepayer?
Ratepayer? No, bro.
So what are you doing here?
I can tell you what I'm doing here. I'm opposing this sort of thing that is, how do I put this? Right-wing propagandists.
Right-wing propagandists. He said he's there to fight against right-wing propagandists. Really? Come on. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me this evening. If you haven't already, please hit that thumb. Smash that thumb. Turn it green. Please. It's free. It's easy to do. Please turn it green. Also, share this video on True Social, Getter, Rumble, wherever you can. Facebook, wherever you can. God bless everybody. Thank you so much for being with me. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it. When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. Stressed out, can't sleep, body aches, low energy, constipation, Amare products can help. This company combines ancient natural wisdom with modern day scientific innovations to develop all natural mental wellness products that support vigor, happiness, stress resilience, mental performance, and whole body wellness. For years, studies have shown all illness begins in the gut, including heart issues, diabetes, stress, insomnia, ADHD, and hormonal imbalance. Amare is 100% organic and made in the USA. Among other kits, they have Energy Pack, Foundation Kit, the Mental Wellness Kit. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. Once again, uniteamericafirst.com/wellness. Start feeling better with Amare.